There's been a lot of confusion about what MGTOW is and how it fits into the larger manosphere, red pill community, whatever you want to call it. I see a lot of articles from people who simply don't know better. Just regurgitating this talking point that MGTOW and incels and the alt-right, these are all synonyms. They just assume anyone who uses the term red pill is automatically part of the same group, and anyone who doesn't like feminists are automatically part of the same group. And so I made this video to hopefully explain the main differences, very broad strokes. I'm not going to get into like fine detail, but just in very broad strokes. What is MGTOW? How is it different from other red pill manosphere communities? So I broke down the different groups into three camps. We have female validation, social validation, and internal validation. So starting at the left, we have female validation, and two groups, technically three, fit into this category. There's pickup artists, known as PUAs, and there's incels, also sometimes known as true force loneliness, or TFL. Although I think incel is because it's kind of been picked up by the media, it's becoming the more predominant term. But they both mean the same thing. Incel or involuntary celibate means you can't get no pussy, and it's outside of your control. You're not choosing to be alone, you are being forced to be alone, hence TFL or true forced loneliness. Involuntary, forced, you get the picture. Now, why am I putting pickup artists in the same category as incels and TFL? This is because they base their validation, their identity even, through female validation. And incels and TFL, it's through their lack of female validation. Their identity as incels and as TFL is based entirely on their inability to get pussy. That's who they are. They are a man who can't get laid. That is how they identify themselves. That is their identity. That is their validation. And a pickup artist, he defines his masculinity and his identity as his ability to get pussy. The more pussy smashes, the more manly he is, the more masculine he is, the greater specimen of humanity he is. His identity, his affirmation, his validation as a man and as a human being is based on how many vaginas he's been inside. These are basically two sides, opposite sides of the same coin. And that coin is female validation. Now, I'm not the first one to talk about this. Marcus from the channel Groundwork for the Metaphysics of MGTOW did a very deep dive about pickup artists and how it's ultimately rooted in female validation. I'll go ahead and link to that video in the description if you want to check that out. He makes very good videos. He stopped making videos. He got busy with work, but I hope he comes back someday. The next group is social validation. Now, this is a very broad category. It basically includes any group who ultimately believes that the individual doesn't matter and that they must serve the interest of some larger group. However, there are three groups which fit into this model of social validation. And again, this is very broad. It's just people who believe men especially exist to serve something bigger. So we have traditionalists. These are basically people from a religious background. They're usually trying to promote Christianity or some sort of traditional Christian values. They're the ones out of all these groups who will ban things like porn and sex toys and so forth because a man must sacrifice. That is what men are for. That is their lot in life. That is the cards they were dealt by God. And so they must sacrifice themselves. The way they understand it is they sacrificed, their ancestors sacrificed, everyone within their group sacrificed, and by you not sacrificing, you're dishonoring their sacrifice. Therefore, they not only disagree with you, they hate you. Because of the way they see it is you're benefiting from the sacrifice of others, and you're refusing to sacrifice yourself. You're basically a traitor to them. And it's ultimately based on a sunk cost fallacy. All these generations of men simply sacrifice themselves, but because they sacrifice themselves in order to honor their memory, in order to continue the cycle, everyone must continue to sacrifice themselves for no benefit, for no reason. And if we don't, we're dishonoring their memory and we're making their sacrifice meaningless. Now, there's two ways to react to this. One of them is from a sunk cost fallacy, where you say, well, these people sacrificed for something, and I'm going to ensure it meant something. So I'm going to fight to make this thing happen so that their sacrifice meant something. Or maybe it's time to stop sacrificing for nothing, not trying to validate their sacrifice through more sacrifice. They simply want to perpetuate the cycle for social validation. Similarly, we have identitarians. Most notably, this includes the alt-right, but it really could include any identitarian group that wants to identify and form a group based on race, culture, political beliefs like communism or so forth, really anyone. They believe that people should sacrifice themselves for the greater good of their group. I talked about the matrix of tribal identity a long time ago. I'll link to those videos in the description. Essentially, these groups don't offer anything other than belonging to a group. Now, some people feel comfort in belonging to something bigger than them, and believing in something bigger than them, and that's fine. Traditionalists mainly fight for religious ideals, whereas identitarians, they could be fighting for political ideals, racial ideals, societal ideals, whatever group that identitarian faction believes in. But they're very similar in their tactics and in their motivation. And the third one is men's rights activists. Now, men's rights activists, or MRAs, they're very similar to traditionalists, except instead of Christian values, they're trying to promote egalitarian values. So rather than trying to promote a certain religious doctrine or a certain holy book or a certain belief in this or that God, they just believe in the Enlightenment values of gender equality. They see that feminism has gone too far. Most of them generally support prior waves of feminism, the good waves of feminism that were supposedly fighting for equality because they believe in equality. Their religion, their identity is as an egalitarian. This is why a lot of people who say they're anti-feminist say, well, we're not so anti-feminist, we're just egalitarian. Now, I could have expanded this list by adding anti-feminist, egalitarian, they're all the same thing. Men's rights activists, egalitarians, anti-feminists, they're all the same. They support egalitarianism, they support gender equality. Now, again, I'm going to reference a Marcus video from the Groundwork for the Metaphysics of MGTOW. He goes a very deep dive how if you believe in egalitarianism, if you believe the genders are equal, you are a feminist. This is the problem with anti-feminists and a lot of men's rights activists as well. They're not really opposing feminism. They're trying to reform feminism. They think feminism has gone too far and it's strayed from its egalitarian roots, and they're trying to reform it and bring it back into the fold. Now, they've clearly failed. They basically were used and now they've been discarded, but that's kind of where they're coming from. Their validation is through their ideology, which is egalitarianism. So again, the big thing about social validation is just people believing in something and sacrificing for something and fighting for something. And for traditionalists, it's religion. For identitarians, it could be a whole host of things. And for men's rights activists, anti-feminists, and egalitarians, it's egalitarianism. And then there's MGTOW, which stands all by itself, which promotes internal validation. You don't need the approval of anyone. You don't need a group to validate. You certainly don't need a woman to validate you. You can validate yourself. It's pretty beautiful when you think about it. And there may be other groups which also promote internal validation. I'm simply not aware of any. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? But really, that's what separates MGTOW from everyone else. So when you lump MGTOW with pickup artists and incels, it doesn't make any coherent sense. Yes, MGTOW avoid women, not because they can't get laid or can't get a woman. In fact, a lot of MGTOW have girlfriends or casually date or whatever. The truth is, it's because it doesn't benefit them. What does a woman offer? A vagina and a lot of risk. So why deal with that if you don't have to? If the juice isn't worth the squeeze, as Barbarossa famously said. So at the end of the day, what separates MGTOW from basically every other red pill group, every other manosphere group? It is internal validation. It is not validating yourself with a woman and not taking social validation from a group. Now, MGTOW isn't against cooperation. MGTOW do cooperate with each other, and they're willing to cooperate with others. So if you want my cooperation, you simply have to show me or something that this is in my best interest. It's in my best interest to work with you and to cooperate with you because this promotes something I value, such as my freedom. It's that easy. The reason why groups don't like that is because they don't have anything to offer. What they do is they shame you if you don't fall in line, And then they promise to stop shaming you once you're doing what they want. So the only thing they have to offer is, okay, we'll stop shaming you if you do what we say. I don't care what you think about me. And so your shame is meaningless. It doesn't affect me. And then what do you have? You either have to deal with me as an adult. You have to talk to me about what benefits you have to offer me, because I don't give a shit about your shame. Or you can play hide and go fuck yourself. Those are the options you have. Generally, though, the two groups that don't go together are incel and MGTOW, and I'll explain why before I go. The key about inceldom or TFL is it's not a choice. You're involuntarily celibate. You're forced to be lonely. Those are key words. If you're choosing to disassociate with women, then you're not being involuntarily celibate, are you? You're choosing to be celibate. Now, some people might argue there's no distinction and that people can pretend that they're making a choice, kind of like the whole, you can't fire me, I quit, when somebody's actually being fired and so they just say they're quitting but they've already been fired. I get from the outside looking in, especially someone who values female validation or social validation, you don't see a difference. In the very same way that the left, all they see are Nazis. Everyone who's not them is a Nazi because they live in this little bubble and their brain can't conceptualize nuance, so everyone who isn't a leftist is a Nazi. And to these traditionalists who only see things in religious contexts, they're like, everybody, you're either a Christian traditionalist like me, or you're a communist, or you're a heathen, or you're a degenerate, whatever label you want. It's us versus them, and it's very small thinking, and that's fine. I understand people are stupid, but I'm just explaining to you. Hopefully there's a couple people out there who benefited from this video, who learned something, and if not, I tried. Whatever. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.